Okay, let's begin this morning by opening the scriptures to the epistle of James, the half-brother of our Lord, James chapter 3. And we'll kind of continue where we left off last week. I want to add a few more things. You just can't believe how horrible jealousy is in our life. Jealousy was the cause or the sin of Satan in eternity past. He became jealous of God. And and then if you look further, the first murder was because of jealousy. Cain murdered Abel because of jealousy. And it just rolls all the way through history right up to today. Often when we watch the ID, many murders are perpetrated by jealousy from one person toward another. And murder is the option that is left to eliminate the object of which you're jealous of. And so jealousy is really powerful. Now most of us, not all of us, but most of us will not go so far as murder, but at least not overtly. Now, Christ looks at whatever's going on in your soul. And I wonder how many people have suffered a capital punishment from murder in their soul. And but jealousy is absolutely, unbelievably powerful. It is no accident that the Holy Spirit had the Apostle Paul list jealousy as the first negative of spiritual love. It will, spiritual love will not allow jealousy to penetrate into your soul, into the environment of your life. So let's begin with a word of prayer. And the purpose of the prayer, get ready to worship God in His Word and to test yourself to see if you're trusting in the Holy Spirit by faith. Let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the freedom to come together this morning and worship You, studying Your Word, seeing what You have provided for us in Your Word. And we pray, Father, that things that we learned this morning will guide us, encourage us, and warn us in our daily lives. To this end, Father, we do pray in Christ's name and for His glory. Amen. Okay, last week we started in James chapter 3 and verse 13. James 3:13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show, in other words, that you're wise and understanding. And we have two ways. First of all, by good behavior and by his deeds. And in the gentleness of wisdom, and we spent some time with that one, that's very important. And verse 14, but, now this is why we're studying this, because of verse 14. But if you have bitter jealousy, not just jealousy, but bitter jealousy. And so this is where we are in the midst of our study. You have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart. Remember, heart is a place where all of this takes place, inside of you. And this is the place where the battle occurs inside of us. Now, in your heart, do not be arrogant. Now, what's interesting here, we won't take the time to turn to it right now, but one of the negatives that Paul is going to hit in 1 Corinthians 13, spiritual love is not arrogant. It does not become arrogant in its display. So it will combat against arrogance in your soul. So it says, do not be arrogant and lie against the truth. And this is where we left off last week in our study. Do not boast and lie against the truth. The arrogant is the boasting, and spiritual love does not boast. And verse 15, this wisdom is not that which comes down from above. This wisdom, the doctrine of demons, is not from above, not spiritual. But, now James lists three properties of cosmic wisdom, but is earthly, natural, and demonic. That's cosmic wisdom. And that's where we are ruled by in America today. That which is not from above is earthly, natural, and demonic. Verse 16. For where jealousy is selfish, for jealousy and selfish ambition exist. Now, jealousy, envy, sets up a rivalry between people. This is the environment of jealousy. Spiritual love creates an environment of peace and encouragement. But jealousy sets up an environment of rivalry, selfish ambition. For where jealousy and rivalry exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. Now people, I want you to think about that. Every. And the Word of God is led by the Holy Spirit. When He says every, He means every. Every evil thing. Ask yourself, what is the environment that you create when you walk into a room? At home, at church, at work, wherever. What's the environment you create? What do people see? What do people think when you walk into a room? And what is the environment you create? Now, for where, in what place, for where jealousy, envy, and selfish ambition, there is the same place, disorder, strife, turmoil, unstable person. Spiritual love stabilizes. Spiritual love encourages peace between people. Jealousy is characterized by ambition, rivalry, and disorder. So this is what we have now. It says disorder. And jealousy creates an environment of turmoil, restlessness, because of what others have. Your soul is in turmoil. And there is the environment that you're going to create in your life. For where jealousy and rivalry, selfish ambition exist, I'll tell you right off, it does not exist, and that is in spiritual love. But where jealousy and rivalry do exist, that's where there is no spiritual love. You're not filled with the Spirit, and you know that immediately. No one's going to have to tell you you're not filled with the Spirit. If jealousy or rivalry sets up, you're jealous of someone, or rivalry of someone, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the environment of jealousy and envy that we're looking at here. For where jealousy and rivalry exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. This is what spiritual love will prevent. But this is what is there. For where, in what place, jealousy, envy, and selfish ambition, there, in that same place, disorder, strife. This is what it creates. Now, principle. By contrast, it is the nature of spiritual love to have no rivalry, therefore, no envy. Spiritual love, no rivalry, no envy. Now, this isn't a problem of mine, but just to let you know, every time I go to one of these conferences, pre-trib, pastors, whatever, I make sure, when I get up in the morning, I'm filled with the Spirit, so I don't want any problem with the speaker. Well, he's really good. He's better than I am, so I'm going to throw a tomato at him. See? Don't want to do that. I want to be able to reap what he has to say. I want to be able to gain the knowledge from it. But this is what happens when we have jealousy. We lose the advantage of relationship with people. Instead of enjoying people, we set up a rivalry between us and them. So, it is the nature of spiritual love to have no rivalry, therefore no envy, no jealousy. It's the nature of spiritual love. See? Now, what is the nature of human love? Rivalry. Therefore, jealousy. The reason for this is that human love originates from self, from our flesh nature of our first birth. It is weak. And being weak feels threatened. The weak always feels threatened. So, it is weak and it feels threatened all the time. And romance or value love, and sure, value love also, it is our nature to be most jealous of things we possess. Envy of things we don't possess, jealousy of things we do possess. Multitude of people who are envious of houses that others possess. See? So you're jealous, and just make a distinction of the words, you're jealous of things you have, envious of things you don't have, or perceive that you don't have, that the other person does have. So jealousy arises up inside of self in two respects. So be warned. Two respects. First, in respect to prosperity of others. Their job, their authority, their money, their home, their social status, their health, things like that. Things they have. Things they can do. Even of their husband or their wife or their children. Secondly, in respect to the persons themselves. First, in respect to the prosperity of others. Secondly, in respect to the person themselves. How smart they are. How they look. Their family. Personality. Their happiness, their enthusiasm. Now, you would think that I would, prone to jealousy, look at my grandchildren, teenagers in their early 20s. No, I just go, oh man, am I glad I want to go through that again. But a lot of times people will look at someone and be jealous of their status in life. And this is one of the things that I'm warning you about. You have a mental attitude toward that person for no other reason but that they are prospered in some way. They have something you build up in your soul that you will desire. And it comes to jealousy. You build up in your soul a resentment of that person. This more than any other place occurs toward those who are closest to us. Friends, even family, church, work. People that are close to us generally will arouse this. We see someone on TV, we don't get too upset about it. See somebody in a movie, don't get too upset about it. But in our personal, intimate relationships at church, family, work, social life, we do. Now, what happens? What I want you to understand is, jealousy recognizes inequalities. Jealousy recognizes inequalities. Now, you could tell politicians that have this problem. They want to end all inequalities. That's what socialism is designed to do. Socialism is designed to make everybody at the lowest common denominator. You have a denominators, an upper, lower, the lowest common denominator. That's what socialism seeks to level everyone, except those that are up here. Except those that are running it. But it seeks to take society and on. Therefore, you end jealousy. You end these type of things because you made everybody the same common denominator. That has never worked and never will work. But socialists, communists, liberals, they believe that it will. But what I want you to understand is where this comes from. Jealousy recognizes inequality. And there is inequality. There's inequality in looks, IQ, abilities. There's inequality. Now, we'll come to it later. Arrogance. Arrogance is where God can't bless you without you getting others out of fellowship. You're so arrogant about it. How wonderful it is to be blessed by God, to have some talent, say, like David Osborne playing the piano, hey, something like that. How wonderful that is, and not have arrogance about it. Just be totally relaxed about it. Judith and I were totally blown away by this man's humility and relaxedness. He was just fun, enjoyable, not above us. And he just would talk. I introduced Judith, and he said, oh, Judith, that was his wife or his daughter, somebody's name was Judith. And he said, and he started talking about it. And he just very relaxed about it. It's a shame to have some superiority and be arrogant about it. Be self-righteous about it. And people are that way about their knowledge of doctrine, the knowledge of the Word of God. They're that way about their gifts. They're that way about their service. So this also hits in the Christian realm. But I want you to understand, jealousy recognizes inequality. There is inequality on earth. There is inequality on earth. John Hintz is writing a book right now, How You Can Be As Humble As I Am. There is inequality among people. Inequality among members of the human race. Natural, by birth. Spiritual inequalities. Natural inequalities. IQ, talent, energy. There's always somebody a little better than you in sports. Always somebody a little better than you in the arts. Always somebody a little better than you in something in life. See? So you just got to relax. There is inequality. See? And inequalities cause jealousy if there's no spiritual love. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual position. People can become jealous of someone's position. Inequalities exist on earth, and every life differs from another, and inequalities exist, therefore, self feels threatened, and that raises up jealousy. Inequality is a reality. All people are created equal in our Constitution. What does that mean? Before justice. No one has a priority before justice. Before the opportunity to serve, the opportunity to achieve. We're all equal. But, in actuality, we're not equal at all. We're not equal. Some people have higher IQ. Some people have better talents. Some people have better looks. On and on and on. And so there are a lot of inequalities in life. Get over it. Get over it. That's part of growing up. That's one thing a parent should be able to teach their children. Get over it. I had to get over the fact I was never going to be 6 feet tall. I had to get over it. It ain't going to happen. See? So forget it. See? We have to recognize these things, and it's part of growing up. See? Part of adjusting to life. Now, if you have spiritual love, no problem at all. Spiritual love blocks jealousy. It blocks seeing inequality and being jealous about it. Not blocks seeing it. Spiritual love recognizes the difference and inequalities, but it is not jealous of them. Inequalities exist on earth. Every life differs from another. Inequality exists. Therefore, self feels threatened and becomes jealous. Inequalities are reality. See? Spiritual love deals with reality. That's the key here. Spiritual love from the Holy Spirit deals with inequality. That's God's answer to inequality. God could bless this person with IQ, this person with beauty, this person with talent, this person. And Where's the spiritual life? Not a problem. Not a problem at all. See? But even among the disciples, there was jealousy. I want to sit at your right hand. I want to sit at your right hand. Let my children sit at your right hand. On and on and on. People, it exists. We all are subject to it. We're all subject to looking at someone else and being jealous of what they have or may not have, what you may not have. We judge ourselves in this way. And we're either depressed, giving rise to jealousy, or arrogant. Either way, you're going to have a problem with it. If you're blessed, you have the problem of arrogance. If you're not blessed in some field, you have the problem of jealousy. So, you've got to have spiritual love to handle both of them. This is the nature of our old man, the old flesh nature. We judge ourselves. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is not jealous. Love does not brag. Love is not arrogant. Jealousy as to what others have and I do not have. Brag of what I have in arrogance and others do not have. Many people spend their whole life in jealousy or envy, trying to get what others have, trying to solve the problem of jealousy or envy, and it's the easiest, the cheapest thing in the world to solve. Get into the filling of the Holy Spirit. But it's amazing how people will spend their entire life, ruin their life, ruin their 20s, ruin their 30s, destroy their marriages, destroy their lives, destroy other people's lives by being jealous and never able to handle it. This is one of the problems with gains and all. Got to answer it with a gun. Got to answer it with a knife. Got to answer it in some way. I can't handle, I'm not as good as somebody else. I don't have what they have, so I'm going to go steal theirs. All of these things mount to crime, and jealousy is the basis of all this. So many people spend their whole lives in jealousy, trying to get what others have, trying to solve the problem of jealousy with equality, trying to force politically the solutions of inequality. People, you can't do it. You're never going to be able to solve the problem of inequality politically. Equality is not solved by socialism. See? It is solved by the new commandment. That's the solution to inequality. Loving as Christ loved is the solution. And it's free for everyone. Now, in regard to inequalities, jealousy, envy, cause a believer in Jesus Christ to see what unbelievers have, what those involved in evil have, and become jealous. Look at Psalm 37, please. Psalm 37. Or if you're the kind waiting on Kip to get it, 37:1. 37:1. Do not fret. I love that word. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers. So it starts right off, but don't do those things. Now, Psalm 37 is one of the classic psalms, in my opinion. You go through, here's the solution. I want to show you what you have. Look at verse 3. Trust in the Lord. Dwell in the land. 4. Delight yourself in the Lord. 5. Commit your way to the Lord. 5. Trust in the Lord. 7. Rest in the Lord. 7. Wait patiently for Him. There's a solution to life. Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. Rest. And wait patiently on Him. Now let's see how this all flows. Do not fret because of evildoers. Don't fret over it. People fret over these things. Be not envious toward evil wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Faithfulness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. How about that? Delight, find your delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now remember, if you're delighting in the Lord, your heart won't desire what others have. Your desire will be His desire. That's how this works. So delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. Don't worry about being what others have, being equal to others. You want to be what the Lord wants you to be. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Yeah, people, they prosper. And don't get this idea, well, they'll get there someday. They may not. They may die rich and filthy. See? They may die rich and evil. See? They may die that way. So don't have your happiness, they're going to get theirs one day. It doesn't work that way. Just let them alone. Let it go. Eventually they will before the Lord. But you just get live your life as unto the Lord. See? That's what we want to do in this respect. Now, look at Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, 31 and 32. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious are in abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. I love that. You want to have intimacy with the Lord? Upright. What does that mean? Walk and live in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what that means. That's what you and I have to do. Look at Proverbs 23:17. Proverbs 23:17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear or awe of the Lord always. Look at Proverbs 24. 1 and 2. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their minds devise violence, and their lips talk of trouble. Look at verse 19 of Proverbs 24. Do not fret because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil man. Okay, people, I hope you just picked out a few verses. Don't look at what others have and worry about it. Don't look at the evil that they do and look at what they got by it. See? That's what a lot of people do. You know what? I can get the same thing if I live the same way. If I'm a con artist, if I'm a liar, if I'm this, if I'm that, I can get the same thing. Get your eyes off of them. Get your eyes on the Lord. Spiritual love takes care of inequalities. Spiritual love protects you from the self-induced misery of inequality. Spiritual love is immune to inequalities. Now let me give you something on inequality. In eternity, rewards in heaven are not based on competition, competing with each other. But there will be inequality in eternity. I hope you understand that. We're not all going to be equal, floating around on a cloud, playing a gold harp. That isn't the way it's going to be. We're going to be inequality in eternity. Rewards in heaven are going to be based on how we lived our life in reference to the Holy Spirit. So, if you really want to think about your position, think about your position where it lasts eternity. Not where it lasts just for a while, but where it lasts eternally. See, that's where you want to have the advantage in, as far as these things are concerned. Now, let me tell you one of the problems for some. Some people want to be up here so that others are jealous of them. Don't think that's going to happen in eternity. No one's going to be jealous of you. No one's going to be envious of your high position. No one's going to want your apartment in the New Jerusalem. See? No one's going to want what you've got. No one. We're all going to be totally satisfied with who and what we are for all eternity. See? I'm sorry. Comes to mind. I'm filled with the Spirit. But Charles Schulz has this naturally curly-haired little girl. And she went around and she asked, Lucy, are you jealous because I have naturally curly hair? No. She asked Violet, are you jealous because I have naturally curly hair? No, I like my ponytail. And the last little scene is, she went, rats. See, nobody was jealous of her. So what good is a naturally curly hair if nobody's going to be jealous of you? See, I'm sorry I had to do that. My poor wife. But that's the way some people live. They want to exam because they want to be up there so everybody will be jealous of them. I want to have this so others will be jealous of me. That just compounds the problem. See? So, spiritual love cuts equality to the core. Okay. A life deficient of spiritual love. Life deficient of spiritual love. Now, we saw in 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3, a life without love, you say nothing, you are nothing, you do nothing. Here we study what happens inside the believer who is eaten by jealousy and deficient of spiritual love. This is what going on inside of you. Remember that. Then we will cover what the world sees, the environment that jealousy envy creates. And we're going to let you decide which environment you desire in your own soul and in your own life. See? So this is what goes on inside of you. What goes on inside of you? World can't see it, but they'll eventually see it once it is displayed in the environment that you create. So, we'll see a lot of principles here. Some of these principles will come up again and again. I try to make a little difference, but just with different emphasis. Now, what happens to you, to your soul, to your spiritual life? We'll call this the syndrome of jealousy. Then we will cover the environment of jealousy. So we have two sides of a life deficient of spiritual love. The syndrome of jealousy inside of us, the environment of jealousy in our lives. And this is a deficiency of spiritual love. Remember, that spiritual love is the spiritual immune system to protect who you are in Christ. See, Christ cares about who we are in Him. And He sets up this protection. A man who loves his family sets up protection. Gun, security of the house, these kinds of things. Lock, good locks, this type of thing. And He cares about His family. Well, Christ cares about us. So He gave every Christian a spiritual immune system. And that spiritual immune system is spiritual love. It's up to you if you will have it or not. See, when the disease, the antigens, get inside of your spiritual life, horrible things happen. First of all, you lose that intimacy with Christ. You lose that relationship with the Holy Spirit. No longer in spirituality. No longer do you have the manifestations of the joy of spiritual love. See? You lose your relationship with Christ and with others in your life. So let's take up some points. Point one, how jealousy functions is really remarkable. It is one of the most powerful and destructive of mental attitude sins, yet one of the most foolish. I'm going to show you that. It is one of the most destructive and is one of the most foolish. See? Think about it, how powerful it is. Satan's original sin, jealousy of God. The first murder, a brother jealous of his brother. So it is most powerful and destructive, and I'm going to show you it's the most foolish. See? You know that others have more than you. You know that others are smarter than you. You know that others are more successful. You know that they are saved by grace. You know that God is in control. You're occupied with Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, have inner happiness, inner peace, harmony with God. Then you look and see at somebody and jealousy sets in. Pow! You're gone. Jealousy rips right through your soul. All of a sudden, you focus on what that person has or is. You see their advantage, or apparent advantage. You see their apparent happiness. And all of a sudden, you feel threatened. Totally threatened. You resent what they have. You were totally at peace, in harmony with God, singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And then you looked and saw somebody, and pow, there it all went. Everything ripped right through your soul. Because of self, of flesh, you cannot even hear how a friend is prospered or blessed without the sting of jealousy. You can't even stand to hear them praised. The word that somebody is praised brings to surface your jealousy. You can't stand it. They're doing better in school. You both get your test back. You look at yours and you got a C. You look at your best friend and they got an A. Well, they were your best friend until that moment. And all of a sudden, they became your enemy. This is how it happens as we become adults. We hear things. Little sting comes through. Now, if you're smart, you go, whoa. I need to get back to the filling of the Holy Spirit and be happy for them. I need to be happy God's blessing them. See, we know that. But I want you to understand what happens, how horrible jealousy is. A friend is invited to a party and you're not. Boom! Jealousy. A friend loses weight. That causes jealousy. And I'll tell you where it's really bad, and I've seen this happen, where it's your spouse. If the husband or the wife loses weight, the spouse is mad, jealous. But that's happened. See? Because they didn't. This thing is really, it just eats at all of us in so many different ways. A friend is just happy in life. And you're not. So you're jealous. This is how horrible the flesh self is. Its immune system of jealousy will actually destroy you. It's like AIDS. It's designed, the immune system is designed to protect you. What AIDS does, it's designed to protect, it ends up destroying the body. It's identified an enemy that's not an enemy. And it eats away at the body, and pretty soon the body dies. That's what jealousy is. It's an immune system to our flesh self that ends up destroying the flesh self. That's how foolish. That's how foolish this is. Now, AIDS, you can't help it. It's in the immune system. But jealousy, you can help. All you have to do is immediately get back into the filling of the Spirit. And this Holy Spirit, spiritual love, blocks it. You cannot be jealous and filled with the Spirit at the same time. The Holy Spirit, spiritual love, blocks it. See? So, you can't eat. What happens is, when somebody else has prospered, you start attacking. First of all, mentally. And then, generally, sense of the tongue. are the first thing. You run them down to build yourself up. They don't deserve what they have. You're really better than they are. You're really smarter. You're really more attractive. You work harder. You know more. You have better credentials. And on it goes. See? Maybe they have better credentials, but you know more. So you just suddenly lay out your tongue to attack them. See? They've done nothing to you. They've done nothing to you whatsoever. They most likely are not even aware of your agony. They're not even aware that you're upset, you're jealous, and you're antagonizing in your soul. Jealousy is all inside of you. You do all this to yourself. You are totally occupied with yourself. You destroy yourself, and they don't even know it. Probably some of them would give you some money if they knew you were jealous of their money. See? But there you are, destroying your soul, destroying your life, jealous of them, and they're not even aware of it. You're not hurting them at all. Not hurting them at all. Point two. Where does all this come from? From the old man. From the flesh nature. From self. We'll say from flesh, self. It is nature in man to be superior, better, have an advantage in life. People, we learned this right from the very beginning. What did Eve want? She wanted to be better. She wanted to be more like God. She was not satisfied. And Satan told her, eat the forbidden fruit. God doesn't want you to eat it because you'll be equal with Him. You'll know as much as He knows. So immediately, because of her jealousy, because she wanted to improve, she ate of the forbidden fruit. Cain, murdering Abel. Why? Because he was jealous. He was jealous that God accepted Abel's gift. See? So, from the very beginning, our flesh nature seeks to be superior, better, have the advantage in life. And the moment that self sees that someone else has more, jealousy rises up to defend self, to protect self. That's what it is. It's a protective system. We are actually opposed to the prosperity of others, naturally. And this is part of growing up. Part of growing up is learning. You can't be that way. Part of growing up. Now, some people learn it in life, many people do, without spiritual love, up to a degree. But when it starts happening to people close to them, they can't help it. They can't help it. See? It's just going to happen. They become jealous of those close to around them. See? Jealous of even their happiness, their children, things. Can you imagine? You lose your happiness because someone else is happy. You lose your contentment with life because someone else is happy. Because someone else, their kid, prospered in some way. And that throws you out of kilter. What jealousy does is unbelievable. And I hate it. I hate it. But people, it's reality. You've got to know how to fight it. And you don't fight it by saying, I won't be jealous. That doesn't do it. That means you're going to become more jealous. What you've got to say is, I will be filled with the Spirit. I will trust the Holy Spirit. He will pour in spiritual love. I will love as Christ loved. And I will see that Christ is in control of all things. God is in control of all things. So I'm content with life. I'm content with what I have. I'm content with what they have. Because you think because they have something better, because they are superior to you, they do not deserve to be superior to you. They're not smarter. They don't deserve it. You do. Now, principle. While most all other sins, listen to this, while most all other sins have some pleasure associated with them, some temporary feeding of self, jealousy does not. There is no pleasure in jealousy, only destruction of self. There is not even pleasure in hurting the object of your jealousy. Judas could not enjoy one cent of what he earned in betraying Christ. So, get it down. While most other sins have some pleasure associated with them, some temporary feeding of self, jealousy does not. There is no pleasure in jealousy. Principle number two. No one admits to jealousy. No one admits to jealousy. It is so base, so petty, that no one admits to it. And to do so would only serve to further praise the object of your jealousy. And principle number three, no one ever envies an envious person. No one is ever jealous of a jealous person. Jealousy destroys the person and no one wants to be like them. We aspire spiritual love that another may have, but not jealousy. No one ever envies a jealous person. Excuse me. So think about it's water. All right. Think about these three principles. One, while most all other sins have some pleasure associated with them, jealousy has none. Two, no one admits to being jealous. And three, no one is ever jealous of a jealous person. No one is ever envious of an envious person. But people are jealous when someone is living by spiritual love. I wish I could live that way. See? I wish I could love that way. Now, major point three. First, jealousy causes you, the believer, to feel threatened by the prosperity of others. What others have. You see what they have, and yourself feels threatened, then resentment sets in. This leads to mental attitude sins, which leads to sins of the tongue, and now we're ready, overt sins. Reaction. Even to the point of murder. Reaction to protect self. To advance self. To be sure that self is on top. You will run down others with your tongue. You're better than them. All this type of thing. But eventually, it may come out to action. It will come out in some action. See? To advance yourself over them. Jealousy is of our flesh nature. It is overt. It's a crime, even a crime. Jealousy never sees virtue of the person. Never will. As to how they have worked for what they have. Nor does jealousy see the blessings of God to another person. Jealousy never sees virtue of another person, only what they have. In fact, just this weekend, the Muslim from Minnesota, that's in our Senate, has said rich people make too much money and do not deserve it. Therefore, she is for raising the taxes of the rich. See, that's how she's going to take care of it. It's not that they've worked for it. It's not that they're better than she is. She couldn't earn a dime in the free enterprise market. But she's jealous of those who've gone into the market, made their money, made their success, made their money. And she's jealous of it. And she wants to bring them down. And the way to bring them down is to take their money. See, a lot of people live, say this, a lot of people may vote Republican. They live Democrat. They want other people's money. I know how to run your money better than you do. Parent of their child, or a child of their parent. I know how to handle my parents' money better than they are. I'm going to take it from them. They knew how to make it. I don't know how to make it. I know how to take it, but I don't know how to make it. So I'm going to go to court. I'm taking their money. See? But they'll vote Republican. But they live Democrat. I can take your money. I know how to better spend your money than you do. I know how to take your money. I know how to make it. I know how to take it. So I'm going to take your money, but I'm going to vote Republican. And therefore, I feel good about myself. See? They're scoundrels. They're scoundrels. They're liars. They're phonies. They're hypocrites. They're selfish. They're jealous. And that's what we're looking at. How it brings about overreaction. Jealousy never sees the virtue of another person. Never examines, well, they've worked for it. They've earned it. They've done this. No, I want it. Jealousy will destroy you. Jealousy is like a scorpion who is trapped in a circle of fire. It will sting itself to death. I don't know if you know that or not. But a scorpion trapped in a fire will sting itself to death. That's what jealousy does. It's a venom that will destroy you in life. All right, let's go to major point four. Then comes dissatisfaction with what you have, who you are. You are no longer content in Christ. You're no longer content in Christ. Because of jealousy, envy, you're not satisfied with your status in life, your job, your family, even your husband, your wife, your own person. Your love of your husband and your wife, all these things are affected by the antigen of jealousy. So often, because of the environment of jealousy, you will suffer because of jealousy of someone who's around you, in your home, your church, your family, in your life, and you ruin your own life. This is what happens. You're affected by the disease of jealousy. Those around you, you cannot enjoy what God has given you. You cannot enjoy the things you have. And people, it is my opinion, that is what is wrong with most Americans. They cannot enjoy the freedom they have in this country. So therefore, they want a good life at the cost of somebody else. They want the government to take care of them. They want the government to just take care of them from the womb to the grave. Take care of them. They cannot take care of themselves. They do not enjoy. They do not value the freedom we have in America because they're jealous of others. They do not, and they cannot. I can't make that money, so therefore I want a government that will take what they have and give it to me. See, they don't deserve it. I deserve it. See, so therefore I want a government that will take from them and give to me. They're not satisfied. They're not pleased. They're not thankful for the freedom we have in America, and they want the freedom taken from everyone. Take away everyone's freedom to make sure I'm happy with nobody's above me and nobody has more than I do. See, this is the environment of jealousy, the downfall of others. That's the environment of jealousy, the downfall of others. Even if it's on a personal basis, the downfall of that person. Political basis, the downfall of others. That is the environment, the result of jealousy. Politically, it will end in socialism, communism, the downfall of freedom, the downfall of everyone else. See, because you think that's going to make you happy. And it's not going to make you happy. One of the problems in America today is obsessed with jealousy. And the solution is not political, not equality, but spiritual. Is the thing that we are rejecting in America today is the problem. We have time for one more, point five. Instead of sharing their happiness, Instead of being happy for them, your soul becomes troubled. There is no happiness to hear of the advantage or blessings of another. Instead, you are discomfort. This is what jealousy does in your soul. Causes discomfort, trouble in your soul, dissatisfaction with what you have, and jealousy of what others have in life. That brings us to point six, and we'll take up point six, where we'll go into some scripture next Sunday morning. Let's close in a word of prayer. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you've designed a machine, our human soul, to have a immune system built into it that will protect from the flesh. And we could get this simply by trusting your Spirit. It's just amazing, your design to protect us. So Father, pray your Spirit could use the things we've seen this morning to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen.